Center Wellington, since township staff are not termite experts, council has moved to source an external expert to help them with the termite problem. During a regular council meeting Monday evening, Adam McNabb, treasurer and managing director of corporate services, explained that since active termite management represents a new service provision for the township, staff would like to engage the services of an impartial external resource to provide their expertise. At this point, we're just testing the waters, said McNabb, during the meeting. Kinda kicking the tires to see if there's any interest out there to help us in our plea. However, the report warned costs would likely be higher than has been set aside so far, and McNabb maintained that during the meeting. While the costs related to this component are unknown at this time, said McNabb, staff are recommending compensation to the selected external resource on either an hourly rate basis or providing a donation in their name. While she understood the severity of the termite issue, Cown. Jennifer Adams questioned whether it was wise to approve something that they anticipate will have high costs with no set limit. I'm just curious if an upset limit should be put here, said Adams, during the meeting. The costs are obviously unknown at this time, but we also don't want to take away from too much of the money we have put aside for this. In summer 2022, the previous council approved staff to negotiate with Balzan Preventative Solutions Inc. to provide nematode treatment on properties with termite issues to a limit of $200,000. This work was anticipated to start in the fall of 2022, but for undisclosed reasons, an agreement could not be reached between the township and pest control company, and no action was taken. I think once we have a more full idea of whether there is an appetite in the marketplace to help us with that, we can bring a report back to council to help better inform the decision, said McNabb. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.